Hello, this is Eric Jaworski, and you're listening to my podcast. Over the past few years, there's a sport that has been spreading popularity around college campuses. Some call it fun, some call it dorky, but either way, it's enjoyable. This sport is called Quidditch. The game is a fictional sport that comes from the ever-popular Harry Potter book series about a young boy who discovers he's a wizard. The game is called, again, Quidditch, is a popular sport that is played in the magical world. It's kind of like football or soccer for us muggles, or non-magic folk. This fictional game has been adapted to our normal life standards. There are no flying brooms or magical balls, but lots of people enjoy this game, including myself. In this podcast, I'm going to describe how it's played and my personal opinions on the sports. As described by Oliver Wood, each team has 7 players, 3 chasers, 2 beaters, 1 keeper, and a seeker. Now, by our standards, we have headbands to determine what type of player, what each person is. So, chasers wear white headbands, beaters wear black headbands, keepers wear green headbands, and seekers wear yellow headbands. Now, to describe the gameplay of Quidditch, it's kind of like 3 different games. One game that's going on is rugby, another game is dodgeball, and the last game is catch. Tag. So, let's start off with the rugby aspect. The rugby aspect of the game is for keepers and chasers. Now, one of the ball sets on the field is the quaffle. Now, it's usually a deflated volleyball, and so what happens is chasers are trying to score this quaffle through one of the 3 hoops that are on each either side of the field, which is usually an oval pitch. As I said, there are 3 chasers, and they have to try to get the quaffle into the hoops by any means necessary, by passing the ball and scoring it, kicking it, and whatever means necessary. The keepers are the goalies. They defend the hoops. They make sure that the quaffle does not go through the hoops. They can also act as a chaser on certain circumstances, but that usually leaves their goals open. Now, the reason why I say this aspect is kind of like rugby is because there is tackling that is involved for this aspect. Players are allowed to tackle the chaser with the quaffle. Now, there's obviously some limitations, like you can't do any backside attacks or out of the peripheral vision, or like, you know, attacking through their neck, but there's like certain limits, but you are allowed to tackle another player, body check them, and so it requires a lot of physical attention, a physical endurance that is needed for chasers. Now, the second game, which is dodgeball. As I said, there are beaters. Beaters have balls, which are bludgers, which are dodgeballs. And as I said, it's kind of like dodgeball. Their job is to knock out any enemy players in possession of a ball. When a player gets hit by the bludger, they are considered in the knockout effect. And in the knockout effect, where a player must drop any ball they have, and they must run back to their hoops and touch their hoops. Once they touch their hoops, they're back in the game. If the player does commit any act during the knockout effect, they could be suspended from the game. So, beaters are kind of like the people to control how the game is played. As it said, like by most teams, they want to have beater control. They want to have good defense, and that is what beaters are good for. They're good for defense, and they're sometimes good for offense. And then the last aspect of the game are the tag game. Now, there's a 1 seeker for a team, and what they must catch is the snitch. Now, the snitch is a magical ball, but in our case, it is a cross-country runner who's dressed up in yellow with a tennis ball in a sock behind their back. So obviously, yeah, there's a lot of jokes about that, but anyways, the seekers must try to get the ball from the snitch runner's pants, or just try to grab the ball. When they grab the ball, the game is ended, and the team who catches the snitch gain an extra 30 points. Now, snitches, I'm sorry for the language, but some people say snitches get bitches, but snitches are bitches, because they're allowed to do any means necessary to not get caught. They can climb up trees, they can bully other players, they can take balls, and so they can get pretty annoying. So, but it's their job, so I can't offend at that. So, and how to win a game is that whatever team comes up with the most amount of points when the snitch is caught wins the game. So, say, for example, the team is tied up, like, 30-30, and whoever catches a snitch wins the game. So it's anybody's game. But if one team has 70 and the other team has 10, well, it's going to be obvious that even if the team with the lowest score catches a snitch, they'll lose the game because the other team has the most points. So it really is trying to, like, work your way up to get the most points or get enough points where if you do get that extra 30 points, you could get a little higher than the other team. And that's the game of Quidditch. Now, I want to talk about my aspect, why I thought, think of it. I still remember when I first got into Quidditch was when at the beginning of, almost like at the beginning, like the end of my junior year and like during that summer, a bunch of my friends decided to create a Quidditch club. And at first I was like, huh, that's interesting. I didn't really think much of it. And they sent an invite to a bunch of people saying, hey, come play Quidditch. We actually adapted it. Even though, like, you know, they created a club. And I did come to the practice, and I wasn't sure what to expect. And I'm still remembering, like, the first time I'm lining up at the starting line before, like, they say broom's up. I'm thinking, what am I getting myself into? And I enjoy playing Quidditch because I remember how much fun I was having and like playing this game with other people, and it is a fun sport, and it is also a good workout because I remember the first time I played Quidditch, I was just exhausted, and I was just breathing heavily, running back and forth through the field as a chaser, and like I definitely can tell that my Quidditch playing has definitely improved me much more. So, like, I definitely got involved with Quidditch. I always loved coming to practice. I always loved playing the games. And then I was able to come do it up at Ithaca College at with the IC Hex. And they're even more intense than, like, my school, high school team is like. And it's just been a great workout. I've been making great friends. And that's also another thing about Quidditch is that it's not a single male sport. It's a co-ed sport. And that's actually one of the rules that's set up is that there has to be, like, two or three girls on the field. And so, like, because they want to, like, make sure that even though it's, like, a rough sport, they still want to make it, like, their number one job is to still make it fun, no matter who you are. And I must say, there are a lot of intense Quidditch girls out there. So, sometimes they even beat me up. So I'm like, ugh, that's bad. But I love Quidditch. And the whole cult that's following it, it's amazing. We went to the Quidditch World Cup this year at Randall's Island, and it was just so amazing seeing so many teams, meeting so many teams, and just getting the whole experience, and it really brought back Harry Potter for me. And yeah, I definitely love the sport, and I do understand that there are people who do think that this is a nerdy sport. Like, I had the same reaction when I first tried it out, but it is a fun sport, and you don't really get to know it until you actually try it out. And there are some people that I know who aren't Harry Potter fans. Like, they never read the books, but they love playing the sports. And, that, like, I love the movies, and I love the sports. So, I'd say to anyone listening out there, don't judge any Quidditch people that's on your college campus or field. They love the sport. They like it. They love it. They have a following passion for it. It's kind of like following your passion for football or soccer. It's a sport that's still in the developments, and it could possibly get professional one day. There's so many people following it, so just get another thought about it, and yeah. So that's my podcast about Quidditch. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.